So there's a rundown of this at thefederalist.com. The lawsuit James Damore filed against Google on Monday provides a fascinating glimpse into the way that the company and its many of its employees see the workplace in terms of a demographic hierarchy and what happens to those who diverge from the consensus view. Now, here's what's important to note. Vast majorities, large a majority of information that traverses across the world wide web, when you search for it, when you go looking for it, is filtered by Google. Now, the filter fairy doesn't do the filtering. The filters are the result of very powerful what are known as algorithms. These are scripts that are running. And when you type when you start typing words into the search engine, what it's doing is it's taking the bowels of that word and it's comparing it against what other people have searched for and what it knows to be part of the or what it knows to what it's already cataloged that might have that word in it, say it's a keyword. It's very powerful stuff happening in the background there. These algorithms. I've never actually seen one, but I've heard that you're talking millions of lines of if ands ors. So as it commands, it goes through this process here. Anyways, these things have to be designed. Somebody has to go like, okay, if you search for white, and we have in our database things that are keyworded as white, well, maybe that ought to be returned, for an example. Now, where it gets really tricky and nasty, and this is how they manipulate you. When you search for white, you don't have to, depending on whoever wrote the code, you're not guaranteed to get a white return. You might get a purple return if the person that wrote the code wants you to start reading things about purple. Now, again, if Mr. Bond is listening, you're free to comment, Gregory, although we do not have Skype. Skype will be back on this show on Monday. Oh, we miss our Skype. So you ought to be you should be able to easily see why this matters. So in other words, to put it another way, let's just pretend that I'm going to a library. Remember those buildings we used to have that were called libraries? My sister Marlon could never say library correctly. My mother spent years correcting her. It's not a library, it's a library. Mom, I need to go to the library. It's not a library, it's a library. There's no berries there. Remember, when's the last time you went to a library? I can tell you, I actually know this. When's the last time I went to a library? I can tell you the last time I went to a library and the last time I looked at a card catalog. It was when I was writing the script for The Fame of Our Fathers. That had been back in 2008. So I haven't been to a library in a decade. I might have gone with the kids to go, because they liked to go check out books when they were little cheer-ins, and they knew what they were looking for. So I've actually been, but I haven't done any research since Fame of Our Fathers. Because why? Because I had Google, right? But let's just pretend we're going to go to a library. Now, when I go to a library and you pull out that Dewey Decimal card system, right? If you know how to research for things, you know, the first thing you look for is what? You look for author, then you look for title. And there's a couple of different ways that you can search. But the beauty of the library search is when I'm in the library, I don't have anyone that's shoving something under my nose and going like, I know you search for white, but hey, this purple is really awesome. No, if I look in the card catalog for white, I'm going to find white. So my search is going to produce what I'm looking for. Does that make sense to everyone? Now, if you got a bunch of yellow-scaled flying dragonkin pet owners writing the code for what you're searching for, there's a very good chance that when you're looking for white, they're not going to return white to you if they don't like white. And that's what's really dangerous about this stuff. You know, there's a There's a couple of things that I do here when I'm writing a book or researching something that I never talk about, but I should talk about from time to time. One of them is every year Wikipedia will hit you up. Every December you'll start to see these notices. Hey, Llama, you know, Wikipedia is not free. It actually costs money to keep the site up and maintained and this and that and the other. You can make a donation to it. I always donate $50 or something like that to Wikipedia because I use it a lot. Is it always right? No, but it is a repository of information. The Wikimedia Commons has the world's largest selection of not copyrighted images that you can find anywhere. So it's worth whatever it is I donate. I think this year I donated 50. It was either 50 or 75. I don't remember. But it was back in December. There's another outfit that I use to research many things. It's because they've done a really good job of cataloging lots and lots and lots of written works from antiquity, if you will. And that's the University of Virginia runs a site called archive.org. It's very simple, archive.org. archive.org. Archive.org is one of those research sites. You're not going to Google. You're in archive.org. And when you search for a title, all you get is the title. Now, I don't know. Maybe they have some nefarious programmers in there that are writing a search engine for archive.org. But I've never had a bad experience, and I've found thousands of things that I've been looking for at archive.org. So I donate to them. Here's another one. Gutenberg.org also is a great resource that I chip in a donation to every year. Why? Because Gutenbergpress.org. I haven't been there in a couple of weeks. Because Gutenberg has taken books, especially the great books of all time, and has found digital copies of them and has published them in their database. So if you're looking for, like, Don Quixote, for example, you don't have to go to Barnes & Noble and buy a copy of Don Quixote. It's public domain. Gutenberg Press probably has a pretty good text version of it that you can read on an iPad or your Android pad or whatever the case may be. My point is this. I don't have to use Google. Google is a luxury. And it's a good luxury. There's a lot of good that Google does. But learning about how they do this, folks, and reading about this lawsuit will make you change the way you use it.